This is a celebration series episode of the Faith Conversations podcast. In just 1 year, we have learned so much about God through authentic conversations about personal faith journeys. Enjoy today's quick reflection. Hi, friends. Welcome to day 3 of the celebration series. This is Jessica Cabrera, your host. As I celebrate 1 year sitting down with people who have shared honestly about how God has worked in their lives, I've had a lot of big takeaways. And today's big takeaway is that spiritual experiences are memorable. Okay, during the first 12 episodes, this idea of a spiritual encounter being memorable, or like there being a spiritual memory, became increasingly obvious to me. Person after person would recall very vivid and detailed experiences, and some of them were from a really long time ago in early childhood. I mean, the first one that comes to my mind is actually Adriana Richardson. Her episode was on August 12th of 2025. She could recount the details of her story from age 3. I mean, I'm telling you, she remembered the muffin she was eating. It was incredible. I also can think about Amy Zaccaroli's episode on August 5th of 2025. She talked about being on the floor in her daughter's nursery crying out to God. And I feel like I could close my eyes and place myself in that room with her because of how vivid her memory was. It was just like I could envision it while she was telling the story. It was amazing how she could paint that picture. But after observing this pattern in every early conversation, then I became super intrigued and curious. So I started asking the question, do you remember that moment? Or do you recall what happened that day? Because I was just like, I want to see if they know. I want to see if it's true. I want to see if these spiritual things really are just more memorable. And oh my goodness, the response was incredible. I mean, it was like every single person responded that it was true. I remember Pastor Marty Baker. Okay, his response to this question episode on, it was February 10th with him, in 2026. It was awesome. I mean, the minute I asked him, do you recall that moment? He just went into a very detailed description of the moment. And it was just so cool how, you know, we're used to not giving those kinds of details. And I think that typically he wouldn't give that kind of detail when answering a question. But when I prompted him to, he immediately could go into every single fine-tuned detail to tell me what happened that day. And that has happened over and over again with many different guests. You know, if I ask people to elaborate, the response has by and large been the same. They say, oh yeah, I can remember it so clearly. And then they proceed to tell us all of these details about that moment in such a vivid way. And these are details that I feel like in other instances would be lost. They would be forgotten. But for some reason, people can just hone in on these spiritual experiences and tell us all the details. And I just think it's so cool. So I went to the Bible to find out, like, is this a thing? Am I just making this idea up of a spiritual memory or like being able to remember spiritual things? I don't know. And I found in John 14:26, it says, the Holy Spirit will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. How cool is that? I mean, this is like a real connection to this idea that the Spirit helps us recall truth in meaningful ways. So I hope you're going to be aware on a daily basis that the Spirit of God is with you. And maybe just be mindful, because the more exposed you are to spiritual things, you know, you might have this experience as well. And I'm sure there are people listening right now that are like, oh my gosh, that's happened to me. I'll tell you, ever since I surrendered my life to be governed by God, I've been pretty fascinated by the idea of the spiritual world and the physical world coexisting. I just love the idea of like spiritual things entering into the physical realm. And my faith origin story was extremely spiritually charged. So I was quickly oriented to this idea of God moving on earth through the Holy Spirit. And if you're curious and want to know more about that story, you can listen to a special edition episode I did at the end of July 2025. It's called Jessica's Journey of Surrender. But basically, from very early on, I've understood the concept of spiritual versus physical and the fact that there's a spiritual realm and a physical realm. But I recognize that that's not necessarily the case for many Christians. So you can find a lot of references in the Bible to this truth about spiritual things. One of them is Romans 8, 5 through 6. I'll read it to you. It says, "For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace." I love this contrast of the flesh and the spirit, but the spiritual life engages like a different mindset for us, and it's a mindset that produces life and peace. How cool is that? And, you know, over the years, I've noticed that I really do have a very vivid memory of certain things in my life, and I will tell you, generally speaking, I have like a terrible memory. Honestly, my whole family knows it. People who know me well, they know it. They like laugh at me because I'll watch a movie and I forget that I watched the movie, and then when I watch the movie again, I'll be like, oh, I think maybe I've seen this movie, but I still don't remember the end of the movie. I mean, I'm literally watching the movie for a second time and I can't remember what happens at the end. That's how bad my normal everyday memory is. But then there's these spiritual things, and I've got this very vivid memory. I've actually written over 100 pages of the things that God has done in my life. And the very few people on earth who have actually read the 100 pages have asked me how I remember such vivid details. And honestly, it's like, I don't know. I think it's just because the Spirit was moving and present, and those spiritually charged moments are memorable. And he like brings those things back to my remembrance, like we were talking about earlier. But there is something that I did not realize until I started talking to people on this podcast. And that is that I am not alone. It wasn't just this weird thing that happened to me whenever God moved in my life. It's happening to everyone else too. And now I realize spiritual interventions are just memorable. They're vivid. It's as if there is a spiritual memory that's deeper, more intense, more vivid than our typical recollection of things. I don't know. Ephesians 1:7 says this: "May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling." I think that's what this is all about. It's like the eyes of our heart that are seeing things like through a different lens, through a spiritual lens versus a physical one. And often when people describe their experience with God, there's this sudden sense of clarity. It's like an ability to see and understand things more clearly. I really think that that is spiritual insight. I mean, I hope that you've had this experience too, even as you've just listened to the episodes, if you're a listener. And if you haven't listened much or you've never listened until today, I'm here to tell you that I've seen people's personal testimonies actually give a glimpse behind the scenes into the spiritual world. It's like God gives us these little taste of what it will be like when all things are made new. Oh, how amazing is that? Revelation 21:5 says, "And he who sits on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new." And it's like he's giving us a little taste of that, you know, like what our minds and our memories are going to be like and how vivid everything and beautiful and amazing everything is going to be whenever we're no longer in a broken world with everything like limited. 1 Corinthians 13:12 says, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will be face to face. Now I know only in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known." through relationship with God, he lets us into his dimension. We can't experience it fully yet, but stand strong, my friends, because the day will come when we see fully. Ah, man, this was such a cool takeaway from this year of the Faith Conversations podcast. And I think it was definitely worth celebrating. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow for another short episode of this celebration series. Go to the description of today's episode to find more information about what we discussed. If you like this podcast, please click follow, share it with a friend, or leave us a review. And get excited because new episodes release every week.